I found something going on over here. While all these protests are underway, Minneapolis is breaking out, and then Fox News is lying about Seattle. Play some little clip, and then some guy yells for 5 minutes telling you what to believe about it. It's like, if that happened, then show me the footage. The press is allowed in there. While that's all happening, see, I'm over here in Taiwan. I wish I could go to Seattle and see it for myself. You know, I'll tell you what, if I had $2,000, I would fly to Seattle, walk around the streets, and fly back. I might go visit family. But I'm very curious to see if what's happening in Seattle, how much it is like to Taiwan. I disagree with them about 40 to 50%. I disagree with them politically. But how it's being handled, what's happening, I think I've seen it before, and I want the truth. I want the truth. We need truth. You can just take someone you disagree with and then lie about them or believe lies about them without checking. It's, you know, you don't believe reports about someone without checking. That's the thing. People say, this guy's a warlord. Warlord? Warlord? Do you know what that means? Warlord is what they were up against in Black Hawk Down in downtown Mogadishu. That's a warlord. Warlord. Now, I mean, what is the definition of a warlord, and why does that guy fit it? Because Fox News, that hated Trump until they didn't hate Trump, said so? Where's the reason? We need a basis. That doesn't mean that it's wrong, but we need a basis. Where's the basis? Where's the people asking the questions for the facts? So part of me kind of feels like I identify with Shepard Smith. I think Shepard Smith was a liberal, but he was also a facts man. He wanted the facts. Bill O'Reilly put him on his show because Shepard Smith went after a liberal one time for misreporting facts. And O'Reilly's like, you're a liberal, but you really are fair. He's like, well, yeah, that's journalism, Bill. You know, and Bill and Shep, I think, were always professional with each other, but no, I'm a conservative, but I want facts. I don't like people lying about liberals. I want people to tell the truth about liberals and why they're bad or whatever. And frankly, I also think that a lot of us aren't so different. And I learned that being in Taiwan. I came over here to Taiwan because I wanted to understand other countries. I knew that Americans didn't understand other countries enough. And rather than complaining and criticizing, America's bad, America's bad, America's bad, we don't know, we don't know. Rather than being that guy, I was going to be the solution. So I came over to Taiwan because Taiwan was another country. A friend told me, go to Taiwan, not Japan. I want to go to Japan. He said, go to Taiwan. I went to Taiwan. I had a friend in college from Taiwan. His Taiwanese American. You know, his parents were Taiwanese. Yeah, he was a TBC. An ABT. Not an ABC, an ABT. An American-born Taiwanese. So I got over here, and Taiwan's government, you know, they don't understand foreigners. They don't try to listen. Imagine that. They have laws without understanding what those laws do to people. Imagine that. Imagine dumberment. I mean government doing such a thing. Yeah. Government is stupid all over the place. They are. And I love some of the people in government, but golly, where's the listening? Where's the listening? So I was over here, and Taiwan was doing it to me. And it took me maybe 7 years before Taiwan was cruel enough to me. If finally a Taiwanese friend who'd been in America said, Jesse, pull yourself together and stop crying. Governments do this to people all over. You don't know because you're white and you're all surprised about it. Now, he didn't bring in the white part, but he's like, governments do this, man. Where have you been? They're mean to people. And I understood the concept of systemic poverty. It's not in the law. It's kind of hidden in the law. Systemic poverty is this. I had a friend who was a carnival worker. You know, the county fair comes in and there's a carnival nearby. Well, and everybody's got their little stand. Well, a lot of those things are rigged. And the way they're rigged is that they're just kind of loosely bolted together. So if you lean on them, you can control them. There's no control mechanism. There's no brake. You know, you got a wheel spinning. It's on a table. Well, there's not a brake, a lever you pull and it applies a brake. That doesn't exist. but it's kind of loosely put together. So if you lean on the table, it rubs up against the side and slows down. And if you practice with it enough, you can lean up against the table and make it stop on the number you want it to stop on or whatever. It's just loosely held together. And there's so many laws in so many countries, Taiwan, America, all kinds of other places. It's just so normal. It's a government thing. It's not an America thing. It's a government thing. Any government. I've got these laws that because of this and because of that and because of that over here, it actually ends up hurting a lot of people, even though hurting people isn't part of the law directly. And unless you're the one getting hurt, you can't see any of it. It's like you got a camera at this angle, camera at that angle, someone standing here, someone standing there. Someone stabs someone, and none of the cameras see it because of how all the angles are laid out. And the only person who knows that he got stabbed is the guy who got stabbed. I know because I was that guy who got stabbed again and again in Taiwan. And even the Taiwanese had trouble believing it. They're like, what? This isn't, no, I can't believe it. And I, no, this happened. No, you're doing something wrong. So that was when I began to understand, yeah, when black people in America say there's a system that's against us and white people don't see it, they're not just whining and complaining. And so I look at that and I'm understanding more about what's been happening. And I wanted to come over here. I knew I had to understand people. This happened to me. I'm thrilled. Mission accomplished. That was what I wanted. Bad things happened to me. I understood. Yay. I'm so happy that I understand other people in this world. Taiwanese, I understand black people in America more because I lived in Taiwan. Their laws were doing it to white people in Taiwan. Not exactly the same problem. But I'll stand up for black people when they say there's a system problem. I will. I'm not going to claim to know everything, but I can still be a friend and testify to the fact that I know they're not lying. I've seen something like it, something sort of like that happened that way, almost exactly that way to me. And then I'm looking, I see the same thing happen in Seattle. You know, it reports from local news, you know, local news. We're not talking about Fox News that's trying to shape the whole opinion of the country. We're talking about local news station. They go in there and they've, it was on Pacific Daily Times this week. They go in there, they see it. You know, this is what's happening. This is what we got. And I'm going, I believe it because I saw it in Taipei. It doesn't mean that I love them and support everything they stand for, but I just want the facts. Okay, well, how I started this podcast episode. While all that was going on, did you know this? I'm doing my best to follow the news in America from Taiwan. Did you know this? Hillary lost her appeal and she's going to testify. She has to. Ha! Did you know that? I don't even know that Fox News was busy talking about that while they were busy telling you, you know, what to think about Seattle. Did you know that Obama officials can be subpoenaed now? The Senate made a decision in a vote. Now, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. Now, I'm in favor of it. I love past presidents having to talk and their officials. I love that. I hope when Trump's out of office that everyone in his office has to talk. We need transparency. You shouldn't interfere with what a president's actively doing, but I'm favor transparency. It's not because Obama's a Democrat and I don't like them. It's not about that. Obama officials are going to have to testify. Maybe. Senate voted that they went through the procedure, so now they can flip that switch. Now, you know, Rosenstein, I'm gonna put this in here because I've got to talk about this at some point. You can stop the podcast if you now. Rosenstein testified. I'm gonna tell you, I saw that coming through the news feed. Rosenstein testifies, and all of a sudden it's big news. I don't care what Rosenstein said when he testified. I flipped past it. I didn't add it in the news roll up because it wasn't news to me. Rosenstein was leading the investigation. Jeff Sessions recused himself. Trump appointed him. First thing Jeff Sessions does, I'm doing nothing. Uh-huh. So then this FBI investigation goes after Trump instead of going after bad cops. The FBI does his investigation of Trump. And Rosenstein was leading it. Now, he would have to testify about stuff that he wants to testify about. Rosenstein said that he thought, it's all what he thought. He says what he thought. No, he was the one leading the investigation, and nothing he says now is going to make a difference about what he says, about what he thought, about what he was doing. No. Now, someone working for Rosenstein testifying? Oh, that'd be interesting. Someone Rosenstein was working for testifying or working with testifying. That'd be interesting. But Rosenstein himself? He could be lying. I mean, what? He's going to say, I was lying before and now I'm telling the truth. How do we know he's telling the truth now? It was all subjective. He could have covered it up before. He could have lied about it now or told the truth or not. If he tells it now, why didn't he before? Rosenstein, the guy testifying about himself that wasn't news to me there. I've said it enough. That was all happening while these protests were going on. You know, I'll tell you, from across the Pacific, I've got to be careful to follow the news and know what's actually happening. And I'll tell you, we got to be vigilant and keep our eyes open to what's going on and not get distracted by anything. No matter how interesting it may be. Keep your eyes open for what else is going on. Love you. See you next week.